Welcome to a brand new episode of Afro Anime. It's your boy RT Josh, Sam Savage, Trey, and Mo, and we are here to bring you a whole brand new episode. Ooh,
who said that you could say my name? I'm confused.
I always say everybody's name. I'm the host. Oh, you think I'm playing? All right, hey, let me remind y'all. See, I got
the. Hey yo, chat. Hey. This man's a phony.
I ain't no phony, nigga. I'm the real deal.
Get him up out of here.
Hey, nah, nigga. I stand on business, nigga. Look.
What DK say? Didn't they lose last week?
They gonna get cooked.
They gonna lose Monday, too. They playing the Eagles.
Hey, to be fair, we beat the Eagles for like the past 15 meetings. So who knows, man? We might be able to make it 16.
Hey,
who knows?
Shout out
Josh Giddey.
Wait, hold up. Wait, I forgot I had it on loop. My fault. What? What did he say?
What do you mean by that?
I don't even have that sound effect yet.
anyway, moving on. You know, I just want to show our appreciation to our fans.
Hey, yo,
for the new fans that we gained along the way. You know, that's what this life is about. It's about growth. You know, growing. You know,
that's what Josh Giddey said.
That's crazy. Nah, we can't. I should pause because of that, but I'm not, because I'm just gonna keep it pushing. Was crazy. That what you just said was crazy. I'm not talking about it, bro. I'm not getting in trouble.
That's crazy.
Hey, bro. Hey, but let's talk about music real quick, too, bro. Hey, yo, y'all listen to 3000 Flute album?
No.
Yeah, you listen to I really want to make an album by side to make a flute album. I mean, a rap album by side to make a flute album.
Hey, man.
I was in that bitch hard. I tried
and it's really hard, man. I'm not gonna lie.
Did you get past the first song? Because I only listened to the first like 2 minutes of it.
Three. I got the song three.
You know? I didn't get past the song one. I didn't get past song one, bro. I get what he's doing, but I respect the artistic freedom, but I ain't listening to that shit, bro.
It's just unfortunate, really.
Mm. Why is it unfortunate, bro? Why is it unfortunate?
I mean, knowing what we could have potentially gotten, it didn't got it. Especially because the nigga does rap. Yeah, he'll drop a feature on songs and be rapping.
Yeah, yeah, he still got it.
Know what we probably could have gotten?
It 3000 probably can still rap with the best of them today easily. Like, you're
not inspired, bro.
Like, barred up. But then why hop on a feature then if you're not aspired?
I want to hear him rap about a colonoscopy, bro. I want to hear that shit. I want to know about the life of 50-year-old Andre 3K, man.
Teach me
life lessons. You know,
Key Glock can teach you life lessons, right?
Hey, Key Glock. Real shit. I heard somebody say that when he did that GQ interview. I think it was. He was like, "Well, I'm supposed to rap about colonoscopy," and nigga was like, "Yes, yes, nigga, make that shit sound fire."
tell me all about that shit, nigga.
Hey, Logic did it. Low key. Well,
did he do that? I don't think he did that.
He rapped about being a dad.
Well,
nobody want to hear about this shit, bro.
I agree. Never mind.
Drake also came back and dropped Scary Hours 3. I mean, he took some Pepto-Bismol. He said his stomach was hurting. He said he's going to take a break, and he took some after he heard the criticism from Joe Budden.
I ain't going to lie, bro. That like six song album.
Yeah, that evil Ways track was hard. With J. Cole, that shit was hard.
You related to it?
I would definitely say, yo, you gotta grow up with that shit.
That nigga Drake was in the kitchen, brother.
Hey, yo, he was born bar for bar cool. That first person shooter should have been what Evil Ways was. Amen. Like
Drake heard the noise and he said, "I got you."
Mm-hmm. Now he's back on break, I guess. Well, I don't know. We'll see.
He'll be back in a week, bro. He'll drop something on New Year's.
Probably. Sure. That sounds like Drake.
I'd rather listen to the flute album, but go ahead.
Yo, you are so petty. You are so petty. That's not even. Yo, you are so petty. No. Sorry, what else we got on the table? Let's talk some anime. Blue Eyes Samurai. Let's get
Wait. We're not talking about that Boz album.
I didn't listen to the Boz album. Yes,
I didn't listen to it either.
Boz album, nice man.
I mean, I haven't listened
to better than Milky Way.
I want to say yes.
I did like Milky Way.
I legit like two songs off of Milky Way. Everything else I really don't listen to.
What was Milky Way?
Milky Way is Purge and
Black
Obama Special.
Yeah.
Those are the two that stand out to me. I think Infinity's on there.
That was the one with Ari Lennox.
Was Ari
Infinity,
on there?
Infinity is Cardi B, I think. It's like her voice, I think, on a track. It's like I love you to infinity. Like
Milky Way had Tribe on it, Boca Raton.
Yeah,
I did like this album.
I like that album too.
I think this album he dropped is better than Milky Way.
That was Cardi B.
No, I'm pretty sure it was. No, it wasn't. No. It wasn't because I'm looking at the track list. Icarus had Ari Lennox, so Trayvon was right.
No, he's talking about Infinity, the interlude.
Oh, the interlude. Okay, that one.
There's a voice, and I'm pretty sure it's Cardi.
I see Corey C, not Cardi B, but.
Well, no, they're not going to put her voice in there because she wasn't
singing. Anyway.
I see what you're saying. I do.
It's like a voicemail on Drake's album. He don't say who the voice is. Yeah,
exactly. That's when you said it like that. I know what you meant by that. Like,
oh, you got related to Drake. All right, got it. But.
Yo, you suck my dick, Trayvon. Suck my dick. You know what? Nah, he playing too much. Yo, you going back to timeout, bro. You going back to timeout. Fuck this nigga. I'm tired of him, bro. What do y'all want to talk about now? Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, you kicked that nigga out again.
Yeah, nah. I'm tired of that nigga, bro.
He in the gulag?
Yeah, he in the gulag. He in the cube. He in the cube till further notice.
Oh, like Goja?
Yes. I thought that would sound hard. I thought that would be funny, but all right.
Bring that nigga back. Come on.
Hey, chat, free me.
He still dropped like Gojo. I'm sorry, man.
It's all right.
Hey, I had to get you out the box.
When you too powerful, too. Like it just that just be like that sometimes. Oh,
you about to burst out.
I don't think he bursting out anytime soon. But he gonna be missing a lot of friends.
Yeah, that's a fact, because that nigga good. Oh, never mind.
Niggas don't know about them calling games. That's all I'm gonna say.
Ooh. Man. You don't know. Ooh. I ain't think you knew about that. I ain't think you knew about that, Mo.
Don't do that to Trayvon, bro.
Yeah, I don't think he's ready for that one.
What you mean?
We'll find out.
All I'm gonna say is that niggas on Twitter saying this is the last time we're gonna see UGB this Raw. And I'm like, damn.
What does Raw mean in this context?
Like cold.
Like badass. Like stand on business.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, this was his one time actually being the main character, bro.
This is not his show, bro.
Everybody else but him.
No, it's not. It's really when you think about it, it feels like it's Gojo's show or Megumi's show. It feels like it's one of those two. It's not.
It felt like the Sukuna show for a little bit. It does feel like a Sukuna show.
This is the Sukuna arc, I'll say that. But this is the one, this past episode of him beating Mahito felt like this is your defining main character moment. Like, this is it. This was it.
This is what good world building feels like, you know?
Killing off the characters.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm with that.
I'm gonna leave it at that.
Get your bars off. Get your bars off.
Unlike my hero. I'm sorry. I had to say it.
No, you gotta stop with my hero. You gotta let the my hero is Chris Paul and you're Scott Foster. You gotta let it go, bro.
It's
personal.
It is personal.
Nigga, what did Deku do to you?
Exactly.
He whines and he cries. He doesn't do anything.
Well, he's trying to. He has
a nigga that got emotion. A nigga that got emotions.
Oh my. Like Trayvon, exactly. You remind me of the bull with the engine in his legs, bro.
Tenya? The fast
nigga and
Ida. Yeah, what's that? What that nigga? I think it's Ida.
Whatever the nigga name is, bro. That's you, Trayvon. Why? That's basically you, bro.
I mean, at least he got like a story arc, unlike Todoroki. He just mad.
Todoroki Lee has a story arc. What's your point?
He just mad.
It's not. That's the thing. No.
Oh, my daddy's so
good. Oh my god,
that's crazy. Oh,
this is crazy. Josh, snip that for future use.
I need that one.
I need that one in the archive.
I need that. I will say this.
Go ahead.
I will say this. Total Roki, as I feel like, is one of the biggest fumbles right now in My Hero, because he looks like a B tier to the, or at least an A tier character, and he has yet to live up to that expectation to me. He has yet to do it.
I don't feel like talking about My Hero, bro.
Yeah, save like, season 26.
Season 26. Well, season 7 trailer did drop, so
yeah, exactly. 26. He gonna get his story, bro.
I think it comes out March for season 7.
He has the same scar as Zuko and trash.
Zuko had excellent character development in our story arcs.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Let's move on, please.
All right, what are we talking?
I have cold, and right now that nigga been cold for a long time.
Did we show our appreciation to the fans?
Not yet. Yeah. Do you want to show them the rap, Mo?
Oh, fuck.
We don't need to show them.
All right, we won't show them.
Hey, man, we got a lot of new growth this year.
Yep.
And we wouldn't be able to do that shit without y'all.
We were streamed in 10 countries, so shout out to the international fans. Thank y'all very much.
We going global?
We going global, bro. World tour, bro. Taylor Swift, who, bro?
Taylor Swift ain't got nothing on us.
Exactly, bro. Ain't not nothing on us. Beyonce ain't got nothing on us, bro. We more global than both of them.
Not too much on Beyonce.
Yeah, relax on Beyonce.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't do that to Queen B, bro.
You're right.
What's
wrong
with you?
Yeah, they beehive might jump me, bro.
I hope he gets hung, nigga.
They buzzing right now, bro.
They coming for you. Like a ball to a flame.
They coming for you.
Yeah, I don't want to mess with the beehive. But nah, it's real shit. Thank y'all to the fans. We couldn't do this without y'all. We do this for y'all. We thank y'all for supporting our content. These four idiots talking about anime. I really have much to say, but thank y'all. It's four of us. It's four. Why are you doing the math?
My bad.
What are you doing?
Go ahead. All right, whatever.
Thank you again for the fans. Shout out C for Table Talk. We're gonna definitely get y'all on the show for the collab. We already have Mari, but we're gonna get the rest of y'all crew on here. But might be after when JJK ends. I think when they finish JJK, we'll do like a big review. But definitely more to come. The YouTube's gonna get better, the Twitter's gonna get better. You might see a Discord chat soon one day. But we're gonna talk about more guests as well, collabs. I gotta
get the Twitter up and running. So I'm gonna...
Hey, let's stop promising so much. Let's relax.
Josh be putting a lot out there. I'm like, nigga, we ain't discuss any of that.
Yeah, I got full time. Yeah, I got an hour. I'm like,
Josh, we gonna have a boat party. I'm like, nigga.
Boat party. Hey, wait. I got a neighbor that got a boat, bro. So the boat party is possible. Yeah, just be on the driveway. Been on the driveway for like 10 years now.
A boat in the driveway.
You know the boat because it's right across from your grandmother's house.
I know.
He or she.
He. It's one of our old high school friends, and actually middle school friends, uncle.
Unfortunate, man.
Speaking of boats that are gonna go on water, who can? Any of y'all can swim?
Fuck no, I can't swim. Yes. I got the life vest on my ass.
I guess I can swim. Well, I can swim if it's life or death.
I guess I'm more athletic than.
Back up. What is swim life or death versus regular swimming?
If I'm about to die, I can swim for sure. I'm Michael Phelps.
That nigga drowned.
That nigga drowned. You're drowning. It's okay. Trey, I'm not drowning. It's okay. I can't swim. It's okay.
I can promise you, I'm not drowning.
Life or death, bro. I'm just gonna. I'll let the water take me, bro.
Also another. Never mind.
He's gonna feel turbulence in the pool. He was.
Mo, you said you can swim.
I can swim.
I don't know why I find it hard to believe, but maybe.
I think I know why, but go ahead. Keep going.
I know why. Too. He's such an asshole. He's such an asshole for that, too. You ain't shit for that, Sam.
Huh?
You ain't shit for that.
I didn't say it.
Sam be saying stuff, bro. Crazy.
But no, I can't swim. I really can't. Like, I could do a pool, maybe when I get 5 feet. after that, no, like a regular pool, 5 feet. But after that, bro, when it gets up to my neck, I'm craning my neck.
Well, you actually probably won't be a Zoom kid. You have like metal in you, so it's probably like a lot harder.
It's actually it's actually easier to move in the water. That's it.
Yeah, but doesn't your metal probably sink? Whatever titanium.
That shit more dense, bro.
When I did the pool exercises, I was actually pretty good. So
you're on the floor.
Yeah, you're on the floor, nigga.
Hey,
man, that
nigga said, yeah, I was standing in the pool, so that means I won't sink.
that's my logic right there. But we're about 20 minutes in. What do y'all want to talk about? JJK or Blue Eye Samurai?
Let's Blue Eye.
Y'all don't want to end on Blue Eye and just go JJK first?
Yeah, that's JJK. Yeah,
we could do a quick summary of JJK if you want. I
didn't want to do a summary. I just want to give like thoughts and shit on like where we're at
on the latest episode.
Just on the arc. So far.
It's been a while, right?
Yeah, it's been a minute. So I would definitely say this is probably I think this might eclipse season 2 of Demon Slayer for me. I think we're headed that direction.
I didn't even think of that.
Demon Slayer season 2 was an iconic season 2 for that anime and for most animes, and I think set the bar. JJK said we go harder and we went harder, because if you look at Hidden Inventory and now Shibuya Incident, like that's like a back-to-back 50-point game, bro. Like it's not. And then when you look at the fight scenes, you got let's just look at Shibuya. You got Yuji versus Chozo, which is personally the best fight scene to me. That's my favorite. I think that's my favorite. You got Sukuna versus Jogo. Sukuna versus what's the shit that Megumi summoned?
Maharaga.
You got Toji versus Megumi, which I thought was pretty good.
That's a sun getting an ass whooping.
That was a sun getting an ass whooping. You got what was the octopus versus the three sorcerers, and then
Larry the Lobster.
Yeah, Larry the Lobster is crazy. Now you got Mojito versus fucking Yuji.
You forgot about Gojo versus everybody.
Gojo versus the biggest, bro.
See,
that's the thing that happened so early in the arc that I did forget about it. Like it was so many fights. Like it's just been too crazy.
That's funny, bro.
Like I think it just tops.
Literally pressed someone to death.
that is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Off of just straight pressure.
He said this asparagus is looking crazy.
Said almighty push, nigga. This is how real almighty push look like.
And literally gave the idea to Mojito to have his domain in 0.2 seconds.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I was like, Mojito really showed
growth. That's a testament to Mojito and his like growth.
You really saw the growth of a fighter in Mojito. Like he was really like learning, not like learning on the fly, like and adapting to the situations.
And honestly, I feel like he's probably gonna die because the way he was like. I feel like he's definitely going to like die in this episode.
Yeah, no, I think he's a rapper.
The way he was adapting from just being around them niggas for like 2 weeks, you can't give that nigga another season.
Also, remember what Jogo said before he died in his little heaven moment, I should say while he died, is that Mojito was probably looked at as the strongest out of all of them.
Yeah.
The most potential. The one with the most potential, I'll say like
that. Yeah.
But nah, that's my thoughts on Shibuya Incident. I think Shibuya Incident, I think it's going to be the best season 2 arc for any anime for a very long time, because I don't know how.
It's hard for me to say that because Attack on Titan is a thing, but it's up there. It's definitely
is up there as well. Attack on Titan season 2 is definitely up there, but yeah. I'm trying to like think like what other season 2s are up there.
Y'all, real quick, I'm changing the subject real quick. Y'all know Kevin on stage. He just started watching Attack on Titan, so he does.
I saw that.
His video commentaries, and I think he got the episode where like Aaron got like Eden.
Yeah.
Like episode 5. And he's like, nah. He said, how the show gonna go home, bro? I said, hey,
a dude that I follow named Rob J on Twitter be posting his shit. Yeah, that shit is hilarious.
Yeah. And I'm like, people like
I guess he had like a poll or whatever, and people put AOT as the one to watch. I'm like, that's a crazy first anime.
That is nah, like that's what y'all that now, y'all set him up, bro. Y'all set him up.
You should have started with like Death Note or something, bro. But
like start with Demon Slayer. Shit. Demon Slayer. Like y'all really about the y'all really trying to fuck that Kev up.
Nah, Demon Slayer too cookie cutter, bro. He's like 40. Like he needs something with some fire, bro.
That's trauma.
That's trauma.
I'm gonna watch episode 5, bro. I said, what the fuck is going on?
Forget episode 5. You remember
we just got here.
Like, do you remember episode 1? Niggas just are dying at episode 1. And it gets the crazy part is it's just going to get worse as it progresses. Like just the experience, not the episode, but the experience of just watching it gets worse. Because it's like, think about it. He's on season 1, right? What else happened in season 1 outside of Aaron getting eaten? You got Annie and the female Titan doing jump rope with niggas. There's that.
Yo.
Like, imagine his reaction when he see that shit. Then let's go to season 2. The reveal.
She also punted a fucking horse with a nigga on it, bro.
Exactly. Like, Kev is just going to go through that shit. That is going to be a hilarious live.
Season 3 will just be straight confusion.
It will be confusion up until, like, the last couple episodes.
Also, even still.
Let's talk about how the nigga going to react on episode 1 of season 2.
Oh, that nigga's cooked.
The Beast Titan.
That nigga's gonna be and that nigga talk and then watch me watch out. I want to see his face when he hear that nigga talk, bro. That nigga gonna be like, "Hey, yo, give me a gear." That's like that motherfucker. That's gonna be the equivalent of Caesar talking in Planet of the Apes.
That's crazy.
I am excited to keep up with it. So I just wanted to bring it up because something I will be keeping tabs on for the rest of his watch. For that, yeah, so. I do like him as a comedian as well. So
very funny.
But getting back to JJK, I do think that like when niggas said his arc would be like different.
Oh, they weren't lying. Yeah.
They weren't lying at all. And I
Nanami's dead. Nabara is possibly 80%, 90% dead.
Nabara alive, bro. She's not dead, bro.
I will tell you this, the Magarias don't know. So I don't know. Take that with a grain of salt, bro. Take how you want. The Magarias don't know.
She's training right now with like the sage spirit of like hammer and nails. She gets
she training with Thor.
She's training with Jesus right now, the carpenter. She's training with that nigga right now.
Wait,
Y'all got it.
Don't say something crazy.
Y'all got it.
Because I have an intrusive thought, and I'm really not trying to say it. So please,
that's crazy.
She is playing 21 for her life right now, bro.
Happy early birthday.
Y'all got it, bro. That's crazy.
Shout out my man Jesus. Happy early birthday.
Father, forgive him. Father, forgive. He does not know.
He does not know.
Like, yo, bro.
He's got no clue, nigga.
Yo, bro, Mo, you my boy, but I am not armor, bro. I'm not going to hell with you, bro. I'm not. You my boy, but I'm not going to hell with you.
You're not going to dap me up and hug me, bro? Yo.
You better ask him if they do visitations, nigga. I don't visit.
If I shoot, he going to shoot with me. Right, bro?
No, sir, not me. But Trey, Sam, what's your thoughts on JJK?
I mean, I already said that this is better than Demon Slayer.
I haven't said anything about that yet. I need time to process.
I gotta let it finish. But I already said it from season 1. Like I already knew.
Oh, I mean, yeah, no, it's better than Demon Slayer. My bad. Yeah, it's absolutely better than Demon Slayer. But yeah, I'm that's thinking a fact. About season 2 versus season 2 of Demon Slayer. That's why I say I think that's
settled too, honestly.
Demon Slayer was just all one big fight, which if that's what you like, then that's what you like. I get it. But JJK, there's just so much going on, and everyone gets spotlight, and it all makes sense. Like and everyone gets their own shine. Everyone shows their own power.
Does everybody really get their shine? Because you think about it, I haven't seen shit from the nigga in the trench coat and the sword. Panda ain't do a goddamn thing. Panda's absolutely done nothing. This whole arc, nigga, just been running around looking for Gojo.
Time out.
Everyone that matters.
Yeah, hey, I'm about to kind of piggyback off Trey a little bit.
You're moving the goalpost, Trey.
Was I don't think it's moving a goalpost, but like, let's be real. Was Panda really going to be able to do something?
I mean, he did get a good screenshot where he was frozen.
Exactly. I mean, like he
damn, I forgot about that.
I'm about to say that's his only highlight. And if I'm Panda, I've seen what the fuck happened in the city to all my friends. I'll take the red light, green light highlight. Honestly,
I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Absolutely.
He was on his Kung Fu Panda. He was like,
for example, what has Invisible Girl done?
In my,
my case.
Oh my god.
My Hero, bro. We don't care about My
Hero. Yo, you bring it up. No one My Hero Drake. Also, my Hero Drake to you. My Hero Drake.
I'm just going to add this. There are a lot of people who actually like My Hero. And like when I be watching anime podcasts and they bring up My Hero, I'm like,
they do like My Hero. They really do like My Hero is a very popular.
I like it as well, but I have a strong distaste for it ever since season 5. When season 5 happened, I haven't been able to like forgive them for that shit.
I think it's good. I think it's rated right where I feel like this is fairly rated as a 8, 7.5.
Everything before season 5 though, I'll die on the hill. Like you're not gonna slander My Hero. But after season 5 happened, I'm like, hey bro.
Quick sidebar.
After season 2.
Hold on, quick sidebar. They're making a Hunter x Hunter fighting game.
Yeah, I saw.
Oh, you saw? Okay.
They can keep it.
I saw.
They can keep it. It's crazy.
Yeah, they can keep it. You're racist.
Well, I got. What if they never finish making the game?
Yo.
All right. See. Now niggas getting too personal.
Yo, what if they never finish it, bro? That's crazy.
You didn't have to make it at first.
Yo, Sam, did you Google that joke, bro? No, that is crazy, yo.
Yo, y'all trying to play Smash tonight?
Probably not. My shit not even charged. I'm
gonna charge it up right now. All four of us. Me, Trey, versus y'all two. We'll cook them.
I might play the game with my Discord friends, bro. We might be hopping on Baldur's Gate 3.
Nigga playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Hold on, bro. I know you ain't talking about Dungeons and Dragons, Mister. I'm gonna learn how to play Magic card, nigga. Fuck out of here.
All right. To be fair, my girlfriend's family, or at least her siblings, play it. So she got it from me. You know, Magic the Gathering. Oh, audience, Magic the Gathering is a card game that a lot of nerdy people play it, but I guess it's a lot more popular now.
But yeah, it's going popular,
which I have nothing against because I'm a nigga who would love to play with Yu-Gi-Oh cards. So trust me,
hey,
I'm
Yu-Gi-Oh still lit to this day, bro.
Hey, but Magic Gathering is it's like a card game similar to like Yu-Gi-Oh, essentially where you like have attack cards and defense cards, I think, and cards have different abilities. So I gotta learn how to play it. So
better hit that Google.
I got a card deck that she got for me for like Christmas. So, but she gave it to me early.
You better Google how to make a deck, nigga. Like, what should I start with? How should I go?
You said dick or deck, bro.
I said deck. Where the fuck
did you? Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I misheard that for a second.
I know that nigga said.
I said deck.
I'm probably gonna do it either tonight or tomorrow. But I mean, I got time. I mean, they'll probably teach me anyway. But I'm
intrigued. There's a digital game on it as well.
Yeah,
there's. I know that.
So
I also do want to learn how to play chess.
You don't know how to play chess?
Well, guys, probably not well.
I don't know how to play chess. No, I
do you know the basics of it?
Play it, but I don't know how to play. I've never played chess before.
Wow, I'm checkers. Shocked.
I can checkers my ass
See,
off.
See, I don't know how to play checkers. That's the thing. I play chess.
Checkers is easy, wait, nigga. What?
I play chess. I don't play checkers.
That's like nigga like being like, I don't know how to play horse, but I know how to play basketball.
I don't play checkers. Like most people, I play chess. So my grandfather, no one taught me how to play checkers. Then I play chess. Fuck.
Yo, so you would pick Jay-Z dinner over $500,000. That's what you
No, I'm picking $500,000 because I'm a broke nigga. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, you go to the dinner for that advice, and Jay-Z like, next time take the 500, nigga.
I'm taking the $500,000, nigga. Like I know how to play chess, but then I'm taking that $500,000.
You say next time take the money, then he leave you with the check.
No, you know why I'll take the $500,000? Why? Because I can also invest the $500,000. I can't invest. Yeah. See,
what I'm going to do? Yeah.
No, I'm going to invest in something else, nigga. Investing in some Foot Locker stock. Fuck out of here.
I don't think Foot Locker got a stock, but they do then.
Shit, I don't know.
I was about to say, bro, what?
Y'all know the stock game better than me, bro.
It's so. Okay. Just hit me up.
Just hit him up. You're my accountant, so.
We got you.
Yo, we 30 minutes in. Yo, what are we doing? What are we doing?
We're talking about JJK.
All right, we were talking about JJK, but I will say though, Shibuya has been one hell of an arc, and I think looking at it, I will say is the best animated year.
I didn't say anything.
Trayvon did.
You good, Trey?
He just over there nodded.
What?
You said something. Is he lagging?
He lagging out.
I'm lagging, I think.
Oh, yeah, he is. A little bit. Hate to see it.
Unfortunate.
It'd be your own goals.
I'll be back.
Unfortunately. All right. What were you saying again, Mo?
At least it's not me this time.
Are you getting a new router for Christmas?
No, I mean, my shit's fine. I'm really fine. I haven't had any issues like the past like month, 2 months. It was really like a cabling thing. I think I just switched out one of the cables.
But
I did that, had no issues after that. So.
For what were you saying about JJK again? Finish your thoughts on JJK.
I was saying that I do think JJK is definitely animated year. And that's me like not including AOT, but like
I'm not counting that. I'm not counting that.
It's very close.
I think JJK is my anime of the year as well. I think it's still by a mile, but I'm not discrediting the other anime that have come out this year because there have been a lot of good stuff. So obviously, Frieren that we're watching is very good. Blue Eye Samurai, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, was fire. Vinland Saga came out.
What are your thoughts about Vinland Saga being listed as anime of the year? Because
that was by IGN, and I know a lot of people were like clapping up, like, yeah, that's the dub for Vinland. But I'm like,
see, you know that felt like that felt like it was like a culture move. It was like when niggas be like Andre 3K, a top five rapper, and it's like, hey man, you know ball, but like in reality, like whoa. I'm like,
Why did Andre just get
honestly? I feel like, yeah, that was Andre.
We talked about Andre before, weren't we?
But I feel like, but I think like Andre is still. Are we talking about lyrically or like just like
people? There are people who have Andre 3K as like a top five rapper ever, and I don't have him.
Let's not go into it though.
I don't want to go into that because I got him top 10. I got him top 10.
Josh, I don't want to go into it. Then goes into it.
But no, because it depends on when you were born, when you started listening to music.
Okay, we ain't got to talk about it, but you ain't got to talk about it.
Because I know people that got Gucci Mane and Jeezy up there high on their list. It depends on when you started. So
yeah, it's also location based as well.
I may say ATL heavy. So
yeah, but going back, Vinland Saga. Thoughts on that being? Because to me,
I disagree.
I don't think it's top two animated year for me.
Me neither. Because I legit saw it and I was like, wow, they gave that one animated year. But I was like, I saw it because I saw a lot of people from Reanimated, your boy Roshi, Senju, all that, all clapping it up. And I was like, okay, like I guess. But to me, that ain't the animated year, bro. It's JJK by miles still. And I feel like there were
definitely JJK.
And I feel like it was other anime that was a little bit I found more entertaining and better than Vinland Saga. This season of Vinland Saga.
I agree.
JJK
is fall.
Would you say Trayvon? Trayvon, you're saying
fall. I don't know why I'm lagging.
I'm gonna say you're saying not saying something, then you're not saying anything.
He's because he's
like, yo, go restart the router, bro. But
we're gonna get you router for Christmas.
That's crazy. That's crazy. But I just feel like it's JJK by like a long mile in the default, like lap, like JJK lap these niggas.
Yeah, but would you put Vinland Saga as number two though? Is my no.
I will have you know who I'll put number two. I will put Blue Eye Samurai number two. Because I enjoyed that way more than most of the anime I watched this year. Because one, it was unexpected. I didn't know what to expect from this Episode one was fire. Episode two was fire. Every episode got better. And don't get me started on 4 and 5, which are probably the best episodes that I've seen this year. Mm. Like, that was a back-to-back, like, yo, 30-point game, 65% shooting from the field. Like, they was cooking. So, to see Villain Saga be that, I'm like, I don't even think Villain Saga is in my top five.
I think it could be in my top five, but for me, I'm thinking I enjoy Pluto a lot, and I feel like I would have Pluto over Villain Saga, but that's just me.
I haven't finished it to talk about it, so I will have to defer to Sam and Trayvon, but I've heard positive things about Pluto. Like
two, I think I forgot.
But is like for me, I've like Pluto's up there, Heavenly Delusion's up there.
I feel like Heavenly Delusion would be up there on a lot of people's lists.
And then like I would probably say maybe Blue Eye Samurai.
I got Bleach Thousand Year Blood War Part 2 was up there for me. I had a great year. I know y'all can't speak on that, but I mean, like, it's a lot of anime had a great year but just got overshadowed by JJK. And then to feel like you're giving this one, you know what this feels like, Mo? You know what this feels like? You're going to understand this one. It feels like when Embiid won the MVP, but it belonged to Joker. That's what it feels like. It feels like you're giving it this award. And granted, it is IGN, and IGN gonna got the best track record of giving reviews out and awards out. But they gave it to Vinland Saga, so I'm like,
What about Demon Slayer? You putting Demon Slayer above Vinland Saga or
no?
Okay. Let's keep this honest. Okay?
Tough.
JJK is obviously
they came out at the same time too. They came out at the same time.
Let's keep it real. JJK is obviously number one of this season. Vinland Saga is number two, and the reason is because that character development of Thorfinn, when that nigga, you could see his PTSD and everything like that, was crazy.
I think that's then why.
Then he took 100 punches from the to the face of this big nigga. Then made, what's his name? What's Blondie's name?
Canute.
Yeah, his character development, his change, his switch.
Yeah, basically made him, like, switch without throwing any type of hands. And we saw Thorfinn kind of get back in his bag of fighting, but like didn't. Also, in the very beginning, nigga literally got part of his ear cut off, almost lost an eye. The character development in Vinland Saga was amazing.
It was top tier. It was top tier.
And it came full circle. Blue Eye Samurai, yes, was good. I'm not going to say that. But I would say it's more of an entertaining type of show than.
So.
Vinland Saga is a world building,
but hang on.
Wait, is he cooking?
He is cooking. But here's the thing: I want to add something to this. So this is my only argument. You like how we watch anime and how we we all got different styles of how we watch. Like, what do we want? You just said Pluto was trash, but Pluto's trash to you because it's not fast paced. It's a very slow build. It's a slow burn. It's a thriller.
Thank you, Josh.
Like, for you, Sam,
I'm not trying to watch a show about machines getting rights, bro.
See, you watch a show about a nigga cutting fucking crops.
You watch the show. You watch the show of a nigga doing mass genocide for rights of his people and freedom. So, I mean, like, what are we doing here, Sam? I'm not disrespecting.
All I gotta say is they got rid of that planet for a reason.
Hang on, but what I'm saying is that you like the action of shit. So if you like, and I'm not saying anything that you said before, you're absolutely right. If you like character development and world building, then Vinland Saga is definitely your anime. But if you like character development, world building, action, entertainment, all that, then it's not going to be Vinland Saga, unfortunately. Vinland Saga only had two things, which character development and world building. It wasn't entertaining. I fell asleep in some episodes. I had to rewatch. I had to watch 3 episodes of a nigga farming. Like, I didn't want to see that for 3 episodes.
You was wondering if you missed something the whole time you didn't.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, dog. Like,
you missed that blade of grass, bro.
And I'm like, so when I say JJK is my anime of the year, JJK has been entertaining since the end of the inventory arc with everything.
And I said it is number one, JJK, did I not?
No, I'm not discrediting you, but I feel like because people are going to battle us. A lot of people are going to have a battle on this when the end of the year when they pick their animated years. People are going to have battle between Vinland Saga, JJK, or whatever. People might say Heavy Illusion could be their animated year. It was like, and I heard all nothing but positive things about Heavy Delusion. Someone could say Blue Eye Samurai is their anime of the year because what? It's been entertaining. It's just that it depends on what you're looking for. Like, it really is.
Everyone is valid, but Villain Saga fans.
I'm not gonna say they're not valid.
I get you. That makes sense.
I'm not gonna say they're valid. No, they're not valid. I'm not gonna say that.
All I'm gonna add to it is what Josh was saying, and that was calling Sam out for being a hypocrite, essentially, with whole Villain Saga character stuff, and then Pluto putting me to sleep, bro.
Because Pluto is every like
as if he watched 10 episodes of Thorfinn going
episode about robots getting rights, bro. I'm sorry.
It's deeper than that, man. It's a slow burn.
And from the first episode,
if you give them niggas a virus, bro, it's a wrap. And I don't care.
Niggas talk all this hoopla about like philosophical stuff. And then when they come down and watching the show, there's diving into it.
That's about philosophical
this
shit.
This shit got boring, man.
Yeah, man, you can't switch up like that, bro. You can't.
What does Zion say? Lackadaisical or something like that?
Lackadaisical? It was like lackadaisical. Wait. What the Kevin Garnett say? Equivalent? That's what he sings, like equivalent. I was like, what the fuck did he just say? I was like, that nigga has equivalent.
He ain't go to school to fucking do vocabulary.
He came out of high school, bro.
He ain't go to college, but
Sam, I agree with you, bro. I can't do Pluto. There's something about it. I was like, man.
Are you saying that to agree with Sam? Or are you actually meaning it? What are your thoughts on Pluto? Bro, don't spoil it, though.
Bro, nah, I'm not going to spoil it. Well, it took him 40 minutes to die. Like, why did it take so long? Like, just tell me.
No, don't tell me. Oh, I know you're talking about in the first episode. Then. Yeah.
In the first episode, it took him 40 minutes. Yo, go get clapped. Like, we all know what's going to happen. Like, figure it out, please. Because it took too long.
This is actually insane. That's what I'm
saying. I will finish Pluto to get my review please. On it.
I need somebody that I can talk to about it. Because I be watching anime and nobody here fucking watching with me. So
nigga, watch Saga Conan the Evil.
Oh, nobody talk about that shit, bro. You the only nigga I know that's fucking talk about Saga the Turning Evil.
The thing about your show is I think that your taste in anime is that you really like the action. You like the action pack.
I like to see niggas die 100%.
Exactly. So that for you, a slow-paced thriller like Pluto is going to be ass. It's like watching paint dry.
But I like Villain Saga though.
That's the contradictory and the hypocrisy in everything that you say.
Or how about
are you sure you're not talking about season one, Sam? I just want to clarify.
No, or maybe I actually appreciate good stories.
Oh,
but Pluto is a good story.
It's building up to be a good story.
Hey, tell him, Sam. Tell him he ain't even finished Pluto, so why are you even talking? Tell him.
All right, I'm getting this
you
nigga
spitting,
out of here.
Sam. Crazy.
I'm getting this nigga out of here, bro.
The dick eating here is hilarious.
Yo, it's like the glitz, like glazing them, bro. Just glazing them.
Glazing.
How deep? Free that man Trayvon from the chat, bro.
How deep it is, Trayvon? How deep is it?
Hey, finish Pluto.
But
anyway, moving on to Blue Eye Samurai, because I think that's definitely one of the anime of the year contenders though for me. Oh, that nigga Sam computer, that nigga Sam laptop went under 20%.
Wait, that's what I thought too. I was like literally about to say. I said when the shit turned purple, I said, "Oh, his laptop about to go 20%." Then that shit cut. I said, "Oh shit."
Yo, yeah. Have y'all ever played Slenderman?
That was like watching a movie, and when the shit just turned into a different color, and it just dipped like, the whole shit went dark. Yo,
nah, bro got cooked.
Oh,
right.
Shit.
Can y'all still hear me though?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. We just can't see you.
It's okay, Sam. It's a slow burn. So.
It's a slow burn. I'm about to
all right, let's talk about Blue Eye Samurai so I can leave.
Go All deep. Right, Blue Eye Samurai, shout out Netflix. This isn't a Netflix original show. It is officially renewed for season 2. Super duper excited about that. If you haven't watched Blue Eye Samurai, definitely go watch Blue Eye Samurai. I mean, you are not going to be disappointed. It's been catching a lot of waves lately too. More and more people are starting to watch it, and like, it's a phenomenal anime. It's really like a phenomenal anime.
Yeah, that's so for one, what was the main character's name? I don't remember her name.
Mizu.
Yeah, Mizu. Very well done. Peaches. Oh,
yeah.
Very well done.
Awesome. She's sitting in the Peaches. Nah, fuck out of here. Call this nigga Peaches.
But the first couple episodes, I was so confused. I was like, yo, is this a dude or a girl?
I mean, I saw it and I was like, I think this is a woman.
Bro. I figured I was a kind of a woman too, kind of like as the first episode progressed.
And then I was like, this is rated R Milan, nigga.
Hey, don't be like Sam and watch it at work.
Yeah, I don't know why he did that.
That's allegedly.
I bet. I bet.
Yeah, he didn't actually do it.
Yeah, no, this was a very, like, man, I can't say nothing more about it. This is just, this story was fire about her trying to kill her possible father. Cause she hated him because she was born with mixed blood and what was it? It was a feudal Japan, like what, I think it was feudal Japan. I think
so. Yeah.
But it oh God, I can't.
What was your favorite part about it?
I think 4 and 5, man. 4 and 5. Well, I would definitely say the action was superb. It looked like this was, because I saw a behind the scenes video that they shot. And they definitely use like real life action move sequences to shoot it. Mm-hmm. So that was definitely a top moment for me. But I also like every character had a moment to shine. From the handicap, the swordmaster, Mizu, obviously was the main protagonist.
Why would you just call him the handicap though? That was kind of crazy.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy. Actually, because
I don't know why you did that. Nobody checked him.
It's Ringo. I actually got the name right here. It's Ringo.
That's actually insane. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know why he.
Well, he was handicapped. I'm not trying to be.
It's his whole personality. I'm not not having hands. Is his whole thing.
Josh ain't shit.
He bring nothing else to the table, Josh.
You know, he brought his character, bro. His character was fire. The princess, obviously, she's another one that was a great character. A Princess Akimi.
Excellent. She was my favorite character.
Actually. My favorite as well. My favorite as well. Especially at the end. She stepped up.
Yeah, no, she was definitely like a cool character. She was a cool surprise of a character, I want to say. Because at first I thought it was going to be like, just like the typical like daddy's girl, princess royalty. But she like, you know, she went through the trenches, did what she had to do. She said, nah, fuck this shit, bro. She said, I'm living my own life. And I said, I respect that.
Hey, that's exact. I also respect that very much, because at the end of it, spoiler, at the end of it, I thought she was going to actually go in a far run far away. But for her to stay and realize, I got to make a change. I got to do it from the inside. Ain't nothing going to change from me doing nothing out on the outside. I got to be in the inside, make the changes from the system, because she has the power now. Like, she's the wife of the potential shogun.
Well, she, from the start, you could tell that she was naturally a rebellious character, and that's how it was written, for her to be a naturally rebellious character.
Mm-hmm.
So for her to take that, to evolve into a fully rebellious character and wanting to like mark her spot in terms of her legacy, I really enjoyed that.
I would say she was rebellious, but also feel like she was changed very much to the society's ways. To the societal ways of her world. She was chained. Wanted that freedom. She wanted that freedom.
So she chained like Aaron?
I'm done. Go ahead, Mo.
I'm sorry.
I don't have anything else to really say about her, but I will say I did like the dynamic of like Mizu and the other samurai guy who was like her bully or whatever. Like, I a part of me like kind of wanted them to like be a thing, but I guess it just wasn't really meant to be, so I understand that. But I'm not going to lie, I was kind of like, not annoyed, but I felt some type of way about, like, I guess, like, it being more, like, the way they, like, ended it, it was essentially, like, leading to another season. And I felt like this could have been, like, a one-season show. But, like, I don't know. I'm just worried that they might try to drag it out. And like the enemy of my enemy is, like, I'm not saying, like, that, because the white guy is definitely not, like, an enemy of the other white guys. But, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like they're going to, like, start dragging it out now.
Yeah.
And I feel like this definitely could have been a one-season show. And it would have been, like, a really good, like, one-season show. But
yeah, this has the ingredients to be – we're talking about Blood Samurai still. I know. In terms of, like, first season and then leading into other seasons.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's definitely going to be more because – obviously, she didn't kill her possible father and shit, so now she's going to London. So the only question mark I have about the only show, because I don't think they explained, or maybe I missed it, is Homeboy. The one that was, not Ringo, but the other boy that was running with her, Mizu. The samurai that she beat at in the first episode. Whatever happened to him?
That's a fact.
Like, they never explained that. Like, he got his revenge by killing the other dude that was torturing him.
Yeah.
But they never explained with anything else after that. Because if you watch the ending, Ringo went back to the Swordmaster. Akimi became, like, the wife to the possible shogun to help change societal ways and shit. Mizu's on a boat with the white man that she's trying to kill, that she's going to kill, most likely to find the other white man. Taigen, I think his name was, Dip, just disappeared. Like, there was no maybe. Now, maybe he's on the boat with her, and we don't know, and she doesn't know, and he'll probably be in London in season two, because I feel like they're trying to build a possible relationship between the two, but I don't know.
His story could be over, man.
Or it could be over. It could be over. Like, I don't know. They didn't really, like, say, so it just...
Taigen, Akimi's old flame?
Yeah, old flame. Yes, I was about to say X, but yes, old flame.
He met... with her on the bridge, remember?
No, but yeah, but he also, she, because she decided to stay, remember?
Akimi, oh, you mean, okay, I see what you
so
mean.
So what did they never, like, so when the show was about to end, they showed where all the rest of the character, where the rest of the cast is. Mewtwo's on the boat, Akimi's with her husband, Ringo's with the Swordmaster. They never show where the fuck Taigen is. Did he go back home? Did he find some land? Like, what? Did he find some acres? Like, what the fuck is this nigga doing?
To be honest, do we need him back?
I would say yes, only because I feel like you're trying to. I feel like they were trying to build a relationship between the two. I could be wrong. That, but in a relationship with him and Mizu, because he doesn't know Mizu's a girl, and he obviously said, "Yo, I got a erection from her," thinking that.
He probably contemplating a couple things right now.
So. Why did I feel an erection?
He did.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember in the
They hinted at the fact that he was like, could he like apologize?
Yeah.
When she was like on top and he was like, oh, sorry, I don't know why that happened. And exactly. I think it was like lying that he like
got hard.
So that's what I took it as. So
you know, hearing Sam say that. Not seeing his face is just wild.
But this does, back to Mo's point originally, unfortunately this does have the ingredients to be a great first season and a not so great second and third season into a cancellation.
Why?
Unfortunately. I just we've seen this recipe before with anime where like their first season is splash.
Okay.
But they don't know how to continue it. In which we would care about all the characters and
the
formula gets the same. It's formulated.
Here's my argument to that. Yes, we've seen that because the best example is Promised Neverland. Promised Neverland definitely. I'm not trying to throw a shot. Promised Neverland season two was god awful. It was trash. It was horrible. First season was fire. Yes, this is. I don't know the future of it, but I feel like they kind of know what they're. I think this is a short. This is going to be a short show. Three seasons max at best, because they're not like, this isn't like Netflix animes aren't the type of animes to go on for 10-15 seasons. They know, like, yo bro, we're gonna do your six at best, I'm not even saying six, at best four seasons and wrap up the story. Because they're not going to milk it. So for Blue Eye Samurai, I see this being a three-season show. She'll probably find one of the other two, or maybe both the white men in London. They'll probably find a way to escape with some shit, plot some revenge, or that maybe one gets away. She's going to hunt down the third one in season three, and then we're done. I think that's it.
I just don't see anything being season one, truthfully.
Probably not. I probably not.
I feel like it had a chance to be like a cyberpunk, and then it didn't, so I'm just worried. That's all.
But yeah. How would it be cyberpunk? Okay, Sam.
Also, we got remember, like, we kind of thought the same thing with Castlevania. And, I mean, we trusted Netflix and, you know, doing and Castlevania they, right, and they did.
They haven't missed yet to me.
So, like, let's get a chance.
Castlevania is different, though, because it's the game license. So, they had more backing behind it.
It's true.
Nobody mentioned Castlevania for, like, one of the top animes. I think that's
It was it had a very good anime season, but it not top compared to everything else.
Don't spoil it for me though.
I mean, I'm gonna support my people. And there was a lot of black characters in there, so black people up. But I mean,
hey Mo, why you do that, bro?
I just curious.
I'm just like Castlevania had a very good season, and I'm excited for their potential their season two because that was announced as well, but. It compared to everything else, man. I mean, come on, bro. It's like, come on.
That's fair.
It's like sometimes not everybody can be talked about, even though they had a good season. Not everybody's gonna get talked about.
I hate it, man.
I mean, with Castlevania, it's already been done. Like, I don't want to really see it again.
I think with them is
somebody got beat the Mario Chalmers on the team, man.
Yeah, unfortunately, but like I think with Castlevania is it is going to somewhat be the same formula of he's fighting vampires. I think the only difference is that it's in a different time and era. Two, the bad guy might be borderline more powerful than Dracula, borderline, or at least on the same level as Dracula. But three is just it's just like what's new. What's new is Richter. What's new is Richter. That's it. That's three. What's new is Richter.
We don't gotta get into it because I don't want to be spoiled.
I'm not. I'm just leaving it at that. It's a very good solid eight anime, but compared to JJK, Blue Eye Samurai, Heavenly Delusion, Frieren, like the list goes on and on. It's like, come on, bro.
Frieren is good though. I'm not gonna lie. Frieren is very enjoyable right now.
Like it would just get eaten alive, and it's like it's unfortunate. It really is unfortunate.
Hey, like, explain like the first episode of Frieren for me, because I don't understand. Should I watch this episode? Should I watch the show or not?
I think you should. I think Frieren, Frieren herself is a great character because she doesn't understand time really. She doesn't understand the concept of human time because she's an elf. So they basically live forever. They don't grow old or none of that shit. You'll find out how old she is as well as the show goes on. But to her, time is irrelevant. Like if it takes her 7 years to do something, she'll do the 7 years versus like us 7 years. Like, oh damn, that's a long time. Like, holy shit. Yeah. Her 7 years is probably like seven months.
Yeah. It's like essentially kind of like dogs and people, you know?
Yeah.
Cause she has like friends and like she's like friends with people,
and they grow old.
At some point, they grow old and die. She's like,
But that's her story. She begins her journey is that she begins to understand the aspect of life,
the mortality of it all, in a way.
That too.
Yeah, and they do it really well, and I do enjoy it.
So. Did you watch the last episode? Did you watch today's episode, Mo?
I'm not caught up. I'm on episode I think I'm on episode 12 actually.
Okay. Today's episode was really good. Like, really, really good.
I believe
this should sound like a Pluto. Please help me.
And it's also
I wouldn't say a Pluto. It does have a lot, it does have more action moments than Pluto. Like the action is good.
I don't know if it does, but the action is good, but I don't know if it does. But I actually don't know if I agree with that. But
I'd say it's definitely funny. It's got some funny.
I think this show is dope because this is like one of the few shows where it's like a fantasy show and it's not like an isekai. Yeah. It just happened to be set in the actual, just like different fantasy world, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely not.
Like, it's not an isekai. It's no, like, it's like funny, horny shit, but no, like,
yeah, it's not even. I don't find any horny shit yet. I haven't found any.
No, there's one thing where it's like she has a spell where she can see through people's clothes, and like, what would you need that for? And she goes,
oh, because I was thinking of the bottle shit. That's the only thing I could think of, like the liquid.
Bottle thing's funny as well, but like, it's like funny, horny, and not like.
Super
like
horny.
Very like detrimental sexualizing the character horny, you know.
It's not force horny. Like let me put it like that. It's not yeah. force.
It's not like, oh my god, her titties are so like no, it's none of that shit. So.
Did you because you remember the episode with Stark and he was looking at the clouds, Mo?
Yeah.
Like that shit funny. Like that shit is
funny. That's what I'm saying. It's like funny horny shit that is like funny, you know. It's not like that's the main like way of getting humor across.
And is it
that are funny?
Is it like ReZero?
Is it like ReZero?
Would you say Sam? Go first.
I'll say it's not as bad as it was with Fire Force.
It's nothing like Fire Force in terms of the force. Like Fire Force is forced horny.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that it's not really any like fan service essentially.
Yeah.
But like they're like just like funny things that are like kind of sexual that are like funny, but like it's not like as like exclusive like fan service or like any of that like nut shit. And I appreciate
like, bro,
that.
You barely see anybody naked. Let me put it like that. You barely there's yeah. like not one person you see naked in the show.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Like is the humor like ReZero, I guess?
I haven't watched ReZero to talk about the humor.
I don't really remember what the humor was in ReZero, so I'm gonna say no.
I think that got announced for a new season too. I think ReZero.
I hope it did.
All right, let's get two episodes. That's it.
Two episodes is crazy. You've got
well, if you're watching Ryan, you're probably gonna need to watch at least four.
You're at that minimum five.
Yeah. So
like, it's gotta be a five episode count because. Like, there's good story, but if you're looking for an action scene, that's not going to
really it's, he's not. He's not looking for action, bro. He loves Vinland Saga, so he good. I'm holding him to it, right?
You're right. I'm on that energy. I'm on more energy. You too, Sam.
Story, development, all that shit. Y'all slop up for Vinland Saga. I don't want to hear it, Draven.
Up is crazy. Hey,
life is unfair, and not everyone is created equal. Let's just say that.
That's bullshit. We talked Blue Eye Samurai. We talked a little about Pluto. We talked about Fry Run. Is there anything else we want to talk about?
Sam, did you talk about Blue Eye Samurai at all?
I liked it. That's really it. I liked it. I felt like the story was good. Action was good. What's her name?
Misu.
Princess Shorty.
Oh, Akimi. My fault.
Akimi. She was very interesting. I felt bad when her teeth got turned black. I said, damn, that's fucked up.
That was one of the greatest
reveals. That was the best episode. 4 and 5 of the best episodes I've watched all year. Like, forget action. Just the way that shit was produced. The story they told. The characters. Because 4 was when she went into the town, she had to kill the girl that was kidnapped by the gangster. And it was 6 sequel. And 5 was like picked up right after the final moments of 4. And the story that they told in between 5, 3 stories. They told the current day story. They told the future story about the play, which we obviously found out that was Akimi. And then we find out about Misu's husband, which we didn't know at all. I'm like, yo, dog. To blend that all together in one episode, fam, they smoked that shit.
That reveal of her black teeth, I was like, nah, this.
How about the reveal of her killing her own husband?
That was nuts. I was like,
and the nigga might have actually been innocent, which is even wilder. I say, oh, damn.
And wasn't it too a reveal like that might not have been her actual mom?
Yeah, no, that's not our actual mom.
Well, that wasn't really a reveal. We kind of figured that
at the minute. I wouldn't say it was a reveal though, but I get what he's saying. I get what you're saying.
I guess.
I mean, like, let me not say that.
But no, I only say I guess because there are times when I miss things. like heavily. It takes me episodes to figure it out, but like that one, I was like, that's inferred.
Yeah, that was that was obvious. They look nothing alike at all. Like, not even like I watched enough anime. Some parents have something that resembles their kids.
I'm not gonna say it was obvious either, though.
I don't think it was obvious. I just I just wasn't really sure.
I thought it might have been her mom. I said, damn. Like she off the opioids and everything.
She on the opioids.
Off of
the,
yeah, that, off of the, that was off interesting. Blunt. That the blunt. Oh my god.
But nah, I like Blue Eye Samurai. I thought it was really well portrayed. I am interested to see how these later seasons go. Like, are they just gonna show her trying to go after these other three guys? And I'm like,
I think that's the mission at the end of the day, Josh. That's her mission. She wants to kill the other two white men.
I feel like for me though, well, it's like the other three, I think, because it was four of them.
It was four. Okay.
I think for me,
no, though, like, no, it's not. It was four, but she killed one already. She got one in the boat. Did she kill one already?
Yeah, she already killed one. They said
she did. She did kill one.
Who did she kill?
We don't know his name, but she killed him. It was an off-screen kill. It was before she even going after the one that was in the fucking the main villain of the season.
Yeah,
I don't remember that being a thing.
Cause she said it, and the other nigga was like, "Oh, you killed that motherfucker." Cause he said you're not gonna find the other two because they're not in Japan; they're in London, which is why she kept them alive. No, there were four white men. She killed one of them, and there were three left, and she got the second one. So now it's two left.
Hey, maybe it happened. But my only worry.
Time out. We're talking about. Hold on. I can't say that and not get the joke off. Four niggas walk into a room.
Oh my god!
Now there's three.
Not just three.
Now there's two.
Now just me.
I was waiting for you to do the sound effect. That's why I say now just me.
Boom, boom.
Now it's just me. Like that's literally Mizu shit, yo. That's literally Mizu's story, though.
I will say for me, I feel like having like it being multiple seasons that are like focus around revenge for me, I feel like can get old really fast. Yeah. Like I feel like to some degree, like I know like John Wick is very popular.
That shit. They said they about to make a fifth one. It's please let this end. They'll let it end on four, bro. We don't need five.
The way it's looking, they're probably just gonna like Fast and Furious and that shit.
Like, know? No, because the thing, John Wick still has other stories to tell that's not John Wick. Like Peacock did like a whole prequel of the other character in John Wick, which was good, called based off Winston, it called The Continental. It was really good. I don't need John Wick anymore because John Wick is probably dead. I'm good. I'm done. That there are other stories you can still tell. That's in the John Wick universe.
John Wick and that nigga from Liam Neeson from Taken walk into a bar. Who win it?
John Wick. Easy.
John Wick.
It's not close.
It's not even close, bro.
John Wick literally fell off a two-story building and still survived.
And survived. Got shot.
That's not like plot armor.
Like, no, John Wick could go on a 100 kill streak, bro, and keep it pushing. Liam Neeson can't do that, bro.
Easy.
Like,
hey, man, well, if I was kidnapped, I want Liam Neeson to come after me.
Yeah, you definitely want Liam Neeson.
I don't.
I'm going to need that nigga. I got a special set of skills.
Yeah, but what movie are you watching more though? Nah, give me John Wick. I don't want to see
Liam Neeson. I haven't seen any John Wick, so it would probably be taken.
You never saw any John Wicks?
Oh, that's why.
I haven't seen any.
That's crazy. You should even watch one of them.
Yeah, that's why. That's if sad. You saw them, you would know it's John Wick.
Oh, that nigga Sam came back from the dead.
Purple rain.
I'm back, nigga.
Nigga finally came back from the dead.
God damn.
Real quick though, man.
Go ahead.
I hope life going good for y'all, man.
Yeah, man. Holidays about to kick up. Well, Christmas is next week. So
y'all go Christmas shopping?
I did when I was with y'all at Christmas Village.
In spirit.
Oh, ooh. You you got a whole girl, bro.
Exactly. Like
right.
Trayvon, you buy presents for anybody, bro?
I'm poor. Why are you even asking
that? Come on, bro. You can get somebody to do
it's
that, bro.
It's the thought that counts, Trayvon.
Bro, what's this cost me like $2. That's a lot of money.
What about
you
the thought?
You put it $2 on your head?
Yeah.
What about the thought? Like, the thought too expensive now, too?
Yes.
Can I get the fuck out of here, nigga?
I can't spare a thought. Not
get
one.
The fuck out of here, yo.
Sorry. Except for thoughts and prayers, of course.
Get the fuck out of this nigga.
Hey, you the real one? You send one of us enough money for a haircut.
Who need it?
Look at my shit.
Dude, who is he talking to?
Exactly. You better go hit up your barber, bro. It's Christmas week, dog. It' gonna be packed.
That nigga probably off. So
it's tough.
I'm scared to call. Come back and yeah, he out for the week, and I'm like, God damn it.
I gotta hit up my barber.
Yeah, exactly. You're now the backup barber. See, this is why you gotta have a backup barber for that reason.
Is Scrap free, bro? Tell Scrap I might need him.
I can hit him up, like. You sure?
Tell him I'm gonna need him to cut me on time. I can't do that. Four niggas ahead of me.
Yo, I know real shit. I don't know how many barbers do that shit, but that's some annoying shit. Like, you can't tell a person or give up, like, say, all right, 6 p.m. be about 6 p.m. and I pull up 6 p.m. on a dot. It's still two niggas ahead of me for my cut. So hey, now I'm waiting like 45 minutes. Like, get the fuck out of here.
One time I showed it to the barber, bro, and there was a kid still in the chair. I had to do my best.
I
had his iPad in his hand. I said, man, it must be nice.
Don't give him business anymore. That's your fault.
That's not no Trayvon. Because we need our barbers, bro. And usually I'd like to do my cuts early. Like I like to do 12, 1, 2, like early shit. Like everybody's still at fucking work. This is the only time I had to do it late at night because that's all he had available. He was back.
Yeah, I'm about to say also I don't know a barber that's staying open until like 9. So your barber.
Yeah, he not. But well, it's Christmas. It's the week before Christmas, so that's more pay, Mo. It's more pay.
He either about his money or he about his money.
Come on now, come on now.
You about your money, dog? Like
no, that's not.
He either about his money or he about his money. But
it's Christmas. Yeah. It's the week before Christmas. Niggas need a cut. Niggas probably got barbers backed up.
You getting your barber a Christmas gift?
Yeah, I got my Christmas card.
Oh, wait, you're not going to get the nigga like a razor or something?
No. He got enough razors already.
You're not going to get a nigga like some alcohol for Christmas?
You know, I thought about getting him like a gift card, like, because he do like Dunkin' Donuts. I was like, I'm going to give him a Dunkin' Donuts gift card, but I just got my Christmas card.
She do some coffee, bro. He work hard, man. He work until 11 o'clock on a Friday, man.
Anyway, any more things about working tomorrow? Okay.
No,
I have no more things to add until the end of the season, JJK. That will be.
I think we got two episodes left of the season of JJK. So
I gotta say is, where my nigga you at, bro?
I think he's last episode. At this point, he's last episode, bro.
Well, that nigga's still in Kenya with that nigga Miguel. Tell the nigga come on, bro.
My God. Yo, RIP to claps, bro.
You know those white people dancing the Dai Cheekies? That's the nigga. That's the nigga Yuta right now.
That's crazy.
That's the nigga.
Toto really lost a lot. Man,
that's fucked
up.
Hey, Toto.
He lost it. He lost his hand too. Lost his hand, and the other one's gone too. Basically, burnt.
Yeah. I mean, he gonna get healed up. I hope at least.
Yeah. All right, we're not gonna talk about. Wait, hold up. We're not gonna talk about how Mekamaro basically told all his friends, "Y'all ain't shit compared to the mother niggas." That's basically what he said. He said, "Yeah, I love y'all, but y'all not shit, bro. Y'all not them." I said Toto because Toto was him. So
yeah, you're not gonna be a stand of business, brother. Stay calm down. Them niggas was offended. They said, oh, he thought we was ass. You should be grateful to that nigga. You don't even know what you're about to walk into.
Exactly.
They can talk to Panda because Panda almost got cooked.
Panda gonna be telling horror stories to them niggas.
Ask no. Oh wait, you can't ask the bar. She gone.
Ask Nanami.
He gone too. Roll call. Nanami.
He should have learned reverse.
Gojo. Maymay.
Hey, we don't know what happened.
We don't know. People in Shibuya. They gonna go back to Shibuya to see a giant black.
She definitely murked, and her the homeboy with her definitely murked.
They not murked.
Shibuya infrastructure.
They gonna disappear. Watch.
Yeah, infrastructure.
Nah, she definitely sacrificed her brother to like get away or some shit.
Yeah, unlikely. I don't know if that's an actual brother or some fucking curse shit. I don't know.
No, that's
she brother. Said. That's her brother.
That's a bro. Okay. Cause she just said, "Hey, yo, bro, I want to sacrifice."
She bought that nigga as a potential sacrifice to Shibuya. She knew exactly what she was doing.
Hey, bro, somebody got to die for me.
She's like, yeah, your sister loved you. Oh, I'm about to kill this nigga real quick.
Nah, I don't think she's that heartless, but I think she's going to disappear, quote unquote, disappear.
But she can't disappear for long, nigga. We got to go say Gojo.
No, I think she's in on it.
Oh, wait, in on what?
I don't know. We'll see.
What do you mean?
About her money, so.
Yeah, she in cahoots with somebody,
but
girl.
So she's about her money, but is she also is? I guess money talk. So if the schools pay her, like, hey, yo, go take them niggas out, she probably gonna say yes.
But maybe it's not just money. Maybe it's the more advantageous side.
You think she's loyal to Gojo? She sees him as a friend.
Not anymore.
I mean, if she was loyal to Gojo, that nigga sealed up. So.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm loyal to you, even though you still pay me a lot of money, if I'm loyal to you, because remember, Gojo paid her money to make the trio first grade sorcerers. So, if I'm loyal to you and you packed up, and I know some funky shit about to go down, but I'm trust you enough to fix it, I might come help you for free.
Hey, so you know anyone that's loyal to the bread and only the bread, like in your own life?
I'd probably a couple niggas I know.
Yeah, okay. You, Trayvon.
Yeah, because Trayvon will sell us for $1.
Maybe 50 cents. Like, come on now.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
But
anyone, nigga said 50 cents.
Maybe anyone that's loyal to the bread and only the bread will only look out for themselves. So what you just said?
I don't know. Like, outside of her character just being loyal to money, like, that's all we know.
That's what I said. That was her brother definitely did, bro.
But she seemed like she gave a shit about him. So maybe there is something there.
You think she actually care? Like, if he actually died, or she just kind of like acts like that?
Maybe she's gonna turn. Maybe she turned into a bird, like Aaron.
Okay, and now we're gonna end it there. We're gonna end it there.
Freedom.
Hey, fight, man, fight. Free air.
We're going to end it there. But this was the, let's call it the holiday edition of Afro Anime. We'll be back, who knows when, probably after Christmas, maybe New Year's. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe on all our socials and YouTube and IG.
And tell a friend.
Yes, tell a friend. Tell your mamas, your uncles, your cousins, your brothers, your sisters, your daddies, your neighbors, your next door other neighbors. Tell everybody about us.
And once you do, hey, auntie, how you doing?
Okay.
This is RT Josh, Sam Savage, Ice Trey, and Mo heading out.
Hey, auntie.